Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, I'm just inquiring about your business loans, first of all, business.
Yes. Did you receive a mailer?
I did.
Do you happen to have that in front of you with the 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, let me tell you what it is.
Okay.
2311-3901-005-7106.
I'm sorry, could you hold on? I needed to get to a certain screen here. Could you repeat that, please?
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
3301-3901-005-7106.
I'm sorry. You're going a little bit fast there. So after the 3901-005.
So it's 0005 is
okay.
The third bank of numbers.
Okay, and then the fourth?
The fourth bank is 7106.
7106. Okay, let me just pull up your screen here. And how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And this is Michael Dussel?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on one sec here. And we don't have a name for your business on file.
Blue Ray Print.
Blue Ray Print. Okay. And then...
WAV, or BLUEWAVEPRINT.
Okay, and you are the owner of this company?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then what would be a good number to call you back in case we get disconnected?
843-991-8744.
8744. Okay. All righty. And then you said it was blue?
Blue as in the color, BLUE.
Uh-huh.
And wave, like ocean wave, and then print, PRINT, and print it.
Oh, nice. Are you a surfer?
No, you know what? 8 years ago, I coded websites and helped a guy come up with a business name, and he was going to sell wholesale printing, and then he didn't end up doing it, so I did it, and he's like, oh, you can use the name.
Oh, nice.
He's got a small client base.
Cool, cool. So let me just confirm a little bit. No, it's okay. Let me confirm a little bit of information we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have and see if we'd be a good fit for you. So are you billing address is 127 Island Park Drive?
So that's actually my home address. So the business address is probably a better one to have on file.
Yeah.
Which is 451, and then it's Suite B. Jessen Lane, J-E-S-S-E-N, and it's Charleston, South Carolina, 29492.
Okay, one second, Charleston, South Carolina, and then was it that you said 29492?
29492.
Okay. Okay, and then you are the sole owner?
Yep, sole owner.
Is it like an LLC or a LLP or partner proprietor?
I actually file as a sole proprietor.
Okay. Sole prop. Gotcha. Okay. And then when did you guys open up?
Late 2008.
2008. Okay, great. So what you received from us was an offer for finance. If you tell me what you're looking to do, we have a plethora of programs and could guide you in the right direction and see if we could be a good fit for you.
Sure. So basically what I'm looking for, I do wholesale large format printing and I sell it to assigned companies and then we do all types of other like large format things like the size of semi-trucks. And,
okay.
We started getting into larger projects that require just a little more money than I'm comfortable putting on my Amex for 20 days and having to pay back, because they take just a little bit longer to pay.
Uh-huh.
So I am looking for around $30,000 of financing, but I used another company to buy a printer about 7 months ago, and I'm aware that you have to pay that one off at the same time. So it's like $55,000 total that would have to.
55. So, what was the name of the company that you financed the printer through?
It was On Deck, but they just did it unsecured because it wasn't like it wasn't a brand new printer. So most of the time, when you do new printers, they have to be secured with the title. But so it was just okay. A bunch of them with On Deck.
So was it more like a working capital loan where they're taking a daily draw from the account?
Yeah, they basically just gave me a working capital loan, and I used it to buy a printer.
Okay, so then that was $25,000 for the working cap loan with On Deck, thereabouts.
No, I think it's 32 or something that I have on it right now. So yeah, oh. But then you know they had that stuff on, so it's like 32 payoff or something like that.
Okay, and then what is your daily? What's the daily amount that they're deducting?
They take $135 out a day.
$135.
My monthly revenue. Like for the last 4 months, I don't know how you guys determine it with bank statements or whatever. It's around 45,000 in deposits.
Okay. So the way that our working capital loan works is we're able to unlock 10 to 15% of your top line revenue from the year previous. So do you know what you guys did last year in sales?
So here's the deal. I haven't filed my taxes for 2018 yet.
Okay, no problem.
So how do you determine that, like monthly, the whole deposits for the whole year?
So do you have the year previous and potentially an extension? Because we can accept that as well. Or if you have a profit or loss sheet. If you had the year previous, 2014, yeah, with an extension. That could work as well,
yeah,
or a
2014 is filed.
Okay. Do you have profit and loss sheet for last year?
Just like a QuickBooks printout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can do that. I have that available.
Okay.
But here's what I have: the Schedule C from 2014 ready.
Okay.
I mean that's obviously because I filed that at the time. And then just this year in file extension. So I don't have the actual Schedule C from, you know, fill out for my accountant. But let's see, if I go to QuickBooks.
And then what did you guys do for sales last year, just off the top of your head?
So the gross sales, yeah, that's what I'm trying to look at real quick.
Okay.
I'm not sure. What, do you use gross receipts, or do you guys use, like, the end number?
What's that?
So hold on a second. I'm just going to pull your report.
Okay. And then while I have you on the phone, how would you rate your personal credit? You know, fair, above average, average?
I think it's like 630 average is fair, I guess.
Okay. No problem. That's
so last year. Going to them. Yeah, you know what? My internet is not working out for me real quick. For some reason, I'm getting an error login in QuickBooks.
Oh, no.
But I would guess right around 354,000.
350. Okay. So just based off that number, it sounds like...
But I know it's at least 350 because I probably had more than that.
Okay. Okay. Based off that...
I did 392.
Okay. So it sounds like we could get you upwards of 50 to start out with. You know, and that could, you know, obviously pay off the On Deck stuff and then have you a little bit extra, and then we could revisit the loan, you know, 40% of the way through and bring on some additional capital if you still need it at that point and, you know, adjust the terms and all that good stuff. But I mean, that would be a good start for you. Would you need the, you know, the 55 all
the terms as far as the time? Is there 12 months at the first time, or do you guys do longer than that?
So we can go 6 to 18 months typically for first-time customers, and then, you know, once we've established a little bit of history with a, you know, a good payment schedule, we can actually extend that term longer for you as well, and then bring on that additional capital. So it's just a matter of, you know, establishing the initial relationship, and then we build from there.
Gotcha. Yeah, 100% for sure.
Yeah. So it's a real simple process as well. We just need a one-page application. We need to look at some bank statements. Again, with the tax return. And then the information that you have with OnDeck, just the first page of that loan contract will tell us, give us the snapshot we need of the business to make the best offer possible without, creating a burden for you as well.
Okay.
But what I can do is just shoot you an email.
Can you get it all filled out? Yeah.
Yeah. What's the best email address for you?
It's Mike, M-I-K-E, BlueWavePrint.com.
BlueWavePrint.
Oh, I see what it is. I was like, what's going on here? It's only got me January 1st through June 1st. I was like, something's wrong. Yeah, so it was $385 last year.
Okay. Yeah, so that's definitely a solid number there. We could get you, closer to 50 than the 55 number that you're looking for. So as well as paying off that OnDeck loan, that additional revenue is just for operational cost. Is there going to be a return on investment with that additional?
Yeah, mostly there's a few jobs that supplies just, they're expensive. What we do is we started printing the sides of cruise ships frequently with exteriors of them.
Cool.
And, they take 50 days to pay those invoices, and you have to put out $15,000 to $18,000 to do a job. But
right.
I mean, it's those, big shipyards. But
now, is that like a wrap, or is it an actual painting? Or?
So it's a wrap. Sometimes we do paint stencils, and they paint it, and sometimes they're government leased both.
Uh-huh.
You can believe that. And every 2 years, they repaint them because a new company leases them. It's all stuff. It's boats that I think have been lost in bankruptcy.
Oh, okay.
And the government started just repossessing them and leasing them for 2 years to people.
Wow, so it seems like there could be some steady work for you every 2 years with that type of thing happening.
Right, so yeah, exactly. you might need to go to Maine to do the install, or you get the install over. So.
Okay, so you said within a month or two you can actually get a return on the money that you would be receiving from us.
Yeah, I'll have a great return on anything that I use, which is kind of the point. Or that would be not trying
to. Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be great.
Okay. So, Mike, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking here. Did you have any other questions for me regarding, how we work, loans, terms, rates, any of that good stuff?
No, I kind of figured, rates, I think you'd probably want to look at everything before you give me that. And then, I know probably how it works.
Okay.
I'm familiar with, the whole
concept. Yeah. Of the working capital loan itself.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can get that information out to you on what else we require, in about 20 minutes. And then as, quickly as you can get it back to me, I can start packaging everything and get it over to underwriting for you where we can, you typically inside of 48 hours make an offer to you. And then if you like what we have to say, we can get those funds into your account in another 48 hours. So it's a fairly quick process.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, but I will put together that packet of info for you right now, get it over to you very shortly, and then do you think you'd be able to get that back to me today or maybe tomorrow at some point?
Yeah, I can get back to you in the next couple hours, for sure.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And then my contact information will be on there as well, so if there's any questions, you can reach out to me at any point. I'll be more than happy to answer anything that you have.
Okay.
All right, but I appreciate your time today, Mike, and we'll talk soon, and I'll get that information out to you shortly.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Appreciate it. Bye.
All right, bye.